Welcome to Teidorigawa Bookmakers, episode 271. This is the last day of June 2022, and it is extremely hot. In Celsius, it's about 35. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, for those of you who use Fahrenheit, which means just basically Americans. But today, I'm going to be talking about four notebooks and two novels. Coming up. Four books. In the last couple of weeks, I made four notebooks of approximately pocketbook size, A5, A6. A6 in size, and they are different colors, and they're blank on the inside. They have bookmarks so you can find it because there's no page numbers, and they're great for doodling or writing notes to each other in your pastime. Two, three are Ready Shore purple, and two are purple, one's red, one's blue. The two purple ones have green straps to keep it closed. The red one has a black strap to keep it closed, and the blue one has a red strap to keep it closed. And one of the purple ones has Japanese style paper on the front. If you go over to teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com, you can see photos of them. There are six signatures of five folios, so 120 pages. Actual size are 150 millimeters tall and 100 approximately millimeters wide, so that's A5 pocketbook size. And I sent them off to a customer who is enjoying them. And now I have two more books, Coptic binding, of the same size, 150 by 100, or pocketbook size, A5. I have two on my desk that are waiting to be sewn up, and they will also have a strap to keep it closed and bookmarks so you can find your pages, because they are also going to be blank. That is how productive I have been making books in this summer. And this office where I work is hot, so I make books quickly, very quickly. And now we're going to talk about novels. One thing I've learned about my novel, Molly Bright, which is not close to being finished. And one reason it's not close to being finished is I've discovered new things to include. For example, the main character is sort of dull, so I have made it more spicy, and she doesn't seem to have a lot of motivation for the change that I envision her. At the beginning, she is just interested in making money, buying stuff cheaply and selling it more expensive, and climbing the corporate ladder, whatever that means, improving her station in life. As far as getting more money is concerned, my vision for her at the end is she's more interested in making things, creating things. She wants to be a creator rather than middleman between the creator and the buyer. So I have to include that in the beginning. Maybe she will not want to be a creator, or she will find someone who encourages her to be a creator. So that has to be changed. Other characters have to have some foreshadowing of what they will become. Some don't change at all. Of the four main characters, one does not change at all. She's always been the same because she enjoys life. I am writing on that. I am changing at that. And I'm writing it on my iPad, which just crashed and burned and doesn't have a battery anymore. Oh! And it's in the wonderful world of Japan, buying a new one is going to be cheaper than fixing it. So I'm working on my, not my laptop, my desktop, but it's slower because I have my iPad. I can do it anytime, but with my desktop, I have to be in this hot room. So, it's not so quick. So, here's the situation. I have two Coptic binding books ready to be finished, and I have two books. I didn't talk about the other book because I haven't been working on it. So, I just talked about Molly Bright. So, I have one novel coming up, and I have two books coming up, and this room is hot, so I am going to, maybe you can hear the fan in the background. So I'm going to make this short and run off to a cooler place. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you dropping by. See you again soon.